You're listening to the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
Welcome back. It is episode 27, the WNGC Primetime Roundup Podcast. Very excited to be here. I am Walker of Georgia's own Walker and Charlie, joined by the man, the myth, the legend, TV enthusiast, expert, and fan, Rick Hammond, also known as the Moose. My wife suggested that we, from now on, change the name and call this the Moose Cast. Does that sound like something you're interested in?
I like it. It's got a nice ring to it.
I don't know if she just got confused and wasn't sure what a podcast was and just called it a Moose Cast by accident, but I liked the name. So, all of the breaking news this weekend, and there was a lot. First of all, American Idol back on TV in the fall, and Katy Perry has been announced as the first celebrity judge. What are your thoughts overall on Katy Perry? Just give me your general perception of Katy Perry.
She's all right. Her music's okay.
She's all right.
I like her.
I mean, aside from being incredibly hot, I'll start with that and say that
yeah,
her...
I was thinking more of the music, but yeah, okay.
Well, the music is good. I mean, she did the Super Bowl a few years ago. I think you enjoyed that halftime show.
Sure.
Rumors are flying around about who the other judges are going to be. A couple of names I've heard a lot. Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert, both obviously American Idol alum. We had heard last week that Kelly Clarkson was in the mix. Turns out she's not. She's going to be actually joining The Voice for a season, which is definitely a good fit for her. She'll be a great coach. But as far as these American Idol judges, can we think of anybody else that would be good? They've had everybody. I feel like they had Ellen DeGeneres. They had Keith Urban. They've had Paula Abdul. Like, who has not been an American Idol judge at this point?
I know. They've had some inside and outside the box. I'm not real sure who's left.
Nicki Minaj was on at one point. And they're still talking about bringing Seacrest in as the host, even though what I understand is he was making too much money, which was part of the problem last go-around, but maybe he'll take a pay cut this time to come back.
He's still playing dumb, so...
Is he? I haven't watched his show recently, so I don't know.
Well, right after we talked last week, I heard him say something like what you had said.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of, well, I don't know anything, nobody's talked to me.
Right, which is what they always say until they announce.
Yeah, right before they sign a contract, yeah.
Right.
American Idol coming back, and also confirmed this week, Roseanne is making a comeback. It's going to be one of those one-off seasons, though. It's just one season. They're only doing 8 episodes. I look at it as more of a, we're going to catch up with the Connors and kind of see what they're up to these days, than really bringing the show back. Still confused, though, about what they're going to do with John Goodman's character, Dan, because he died in the last season. But Goodman has signed on, and he is listed as a cast member, so he'll be in it somehow. And also...
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Like flashbacks? Is that what you...
Yeah, something like that.
Like he'll show up from the dead and, you know, give her advice or something?
Right. It didn't sound as terrible in my head as I was thinking it. You said it out loud.
Is that the show we want to see, though? I mean, like, how excited are you or how interested are you in seeing Roseanne again?
You know, and we talked about this, I think, already when it was kind of an idea, now that it's real. I don't know. Again, that's a show I really liked at the time and watched all the time, but it's not one I revisit. So I can't say that I'm, like, anxiously waiting. You know, it's like that one and Will and Grace are both two that I kind of was like, you know, they're gone. I loved them both. Not really. There's not really shows I actually want to check back in on. It's weird. I mean, Friends, everybody talks about.
Well, maybe here's the real question then. Will you watch? Like, can you imagine yourself sitting down opening night and checking out the new episode of Roseanne?
Probably.
There we go.
I always have had a thing for the nostalgia. When I was a kid, I used to love watching those. You remember the terrible movies they would make, like 4 years after a sitcom would go off the air? Like,
oh, yeah.
The Facts of Life. I always liked watching those, even though I knew they'd be terrible, just to kind of see what they were doing with the characters. I talk a good game, but I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, you and like 3 other people were watching those movies.
Exactly.
Did you watch the Entourage movie that they made like 5 years after that show ended?
I did, yeah.
It wasn't my favorite.
No, I liked it just kind of as a... because I'd missed that show so much, but no, it wasn't great. A
couple of other announcements this week as far as TV goes, and a lot of it had to do with spinoffs. I feel like there's a lot of spinoffs coming our way. So maybe we'll do a quick game of Do You Care? And you just, yes or no, do you care about these shows that are going to be debuting this fall? For example, Big Bang Theory is doing a spinoff about a very young Sheldon who... has, you know, crazy adventures through middle and high school. And it will be narrated by Jim Parsons, who plays him on the show. So, do you care about this spinoff?
No. That sounds terrible, actually. And I really like that show.
Charlie was
thinking How I Met Your Howard? I don't know. That's really... doesn't sound good at all.
Well, none of the other characters are going to be in the show because, according to Charlie, she was telling me about this today, they didn't meet until, like, after college.
Right. So that way they were. They all worked at Caltech.
Yeah, so it wouldn't make any sense for them to be now friends as children, so...
Right, he grew up in Texas.
Right, so. Yes. So this is just about him.
I love his character. It's one of my favorite on the show, but it's also kind of a one-trick pony. I don't know how they can pull off a whole series. Seems a little hard to do, but hey.
All right, well, if you don't care about that, let's try this one. A Grey's Anatomy spinoff about firefighters in Seattle. Now, I don't have anything confirmed on this, but my guess is they have to have at least one firefighter named McSmokey, right? I mean, do you care about
some time? No, I do not care about that at all.
You don't care about the Grey's Anatomy spinoff?
No.
We're 0-2, man. I don't know how to help you with this. All right, maybe this is up your alley. Dancing with the Stars is going to have a spinoff. Junior Dancing with the Stars, where kid celebrities will dance off against the actual children of adult celebrities. And I'm sure that it will be a lot of fun and it will be adorable because there's kids involved. So do you care about Dancing with the Stars Junior?
No. They're just getting worse. That sounds terrible.
All right.
But to be fair, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars Senior, so that one's going to be...
Well, you missed,
a stretch.
You missed the shocker on Monday night, then, that Simone Biles did not win Dancing with the Stars. She was voted off, and what we're left with is not great. It's David Ross, who used to play for the Atlanta Braves, and a football player that used to play for the New York Giants, and the girl that sings for Fifth Harmony. Those are the three stars that we're left with.
I feel you making quotations in the air.
Yeah.
Stars.
Well, they had a few decent people this season, but all the actual stars are long gone. So I think Simone Biles was the last kind of big name they had, and she's out. So you would think an Olympian would win that show, wouldn't you?
She would. I mean, it is traditionally athletes, but it sounds like she left two athletes there.
All right, real quick, back to the new fall lineup. A couple of cancellations that kind of surprised me. Two Broke Girls is gone from CBS. Is that something that you watched?
No, I actually tried a couple of times and never got much out of it, and my wife just finds that hilarious because I'll watch anything.
Right.
Like, I'll watch any sitcom that has a couple of laughs, but I really watched two episodes and literally got nothing. Like, I just kind of thought it was terrible.
I brought the same thing up on the morning show earlier, and Charlie said, no, I've tried to watch it a couple of times and didn't get much out of it. So it was like she was quoting you, so you guys had exactly the same opinion, so... I'll trust that. And also Last Man Standing, ABC says goodbye to that show. Another one that I've never actually seen. So what did you think of Last Man Standing?
Yeah, that one was okay. I haven't watched it lately, but I did watch it for the first few seasons. And I'll see it if it comes on. It seems to come on late at night on syndication, and I'll check it out. It's okay. It's nothing great. I mean, it probably ran its course. I can see why. I mean, it was probably 6 or 8 seasons itself, I think. Been on a while.
All right, well, we can move on now to the most recent episode of Better Call Saul, which premiered on Monday night. And I really liked this episode because I like it when we make predictions that come true. We alluded to last week that maybe we were going to see Saul Goodman in action. We were going to see Jimmy make that switch to Saul Goodman and become the criminal lawyer that we all loved so much on Breaking Bad. And that happened right at the end of the episode as Jimmy was forced to take a year off from the law. So he, you know, does what Jimmy does, and he starts doing sleazy things and making commercials and trying to rip people off for money. And he called it Saul Goodman Productions. Were you as excited as I was to see that?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about you. I actually sent you a text that just ominously said, there you go. I don't have any idea what I was talking about, I'm sure.
I realized something while watching this episode. I realized that I really like Kim Wexler. And then I realized that she's not in Breaking Bad. And I just started putting pieces of the puzzle together, and I'm like, oh, is something bad gonna happen to Kim? Like, I don't know, what's your theory on what happens to her eventually?
I mean, that would not surprise me on that show, but I hadn't thought that way. I was just thinking she was gonna leave. I mean, she's kind of on the fence with his, what's the word I'm looking for,
shenanigans.
Yeah, that'll work. I was gonna say his blurred line of, like, she's already kind of on the fence with that. Like, she loves him, I think, and she accepts that he's kind of a little bit crooked. But I don't think she can go full Saul. So I'm pretty sure by the time he becomes full Saul Goodman, she's just going to sneak out the back door.
Just
quietly.
Step away.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking. But they may definitely do something more dramatic with her that could be the push over the line for him just not giving up, you know, what anymore.
Well, I know how Breaking Bad was, and just when you start to like a character, usually they get offed,
right?
in a very Walking Dead way. Hey, I really like that guy. Oh, he's done. We saw something interesting from Chuck, where he was proven in a court of law to be a little bit crazy, and it turns out that he can handle electricity and batteries and all these things we've been led to believe that he can't handle. So he was testing that out a little bit. Did you see that where he was holding the battery in his hand?
Yeah.
And then he goes off wandering around the city and amongst all the lights and the people at night, which is something he wouldn't have been able to do last season for sure. I guess I ask you for another prediction. Is Chuck going to make a recovery here?
I mean, he was wearing the suit with all the whatever that is, the aluminum foil or whatever that's made out of.
He calls it the space suit.
That, so I didn't get the sense that he was cured. I got more of a sense that he was on a mission and he wasn't going to let anything stop him. I'm not sure what that mission was. He called his doctor. Why it had to be from a payphone, I'm not sure. So he's up to something. I don't know what, but I didn't get the sense that he was going to get better. I kind of got the sense that he grabbed the battery to kind of mind over matter, like, I got to go, I got to do this.
Well, and as much as Howard gave him that pep talk about, you got to let this thing with Jimmy go, and he agreed to let bygones be bygones, he's not going to let bygones be bygones.
He's not letting anything go.
That man will go to his grave before he leaves Jimmy alone. All right, SNL over the weekend, did you see the Melissa McCarthy episode?
Just the opening sketch. I got a little bit into it. I got to doing something else and didn't get the rest of it.
I can't remember what the opening sketch was.
Trump interviewed by Lester Holt.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Lester Holt,
yeah. Yeah, and was that Michael Che was Lester Holt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And, of course, Melissa McCarthy brings the Sean Spicer character back. And at this point, we don't know how much longer Sean Spicer is going to be around, so we don't know how much longer this character is going to be around. But but I thought that was pretty funny how they showed him, like, driving the podium through the streets of New York City to find Donald Trump. All right, man. Well, anything else exciting going on this weekend? It is officially summer at my house. The kids are out of school. Time for parents go wild.
Your kids come into the house and you go wild? That's...
We send them to grandma's. It's summertime.
Okay.
And the living's easy.
There you go.
What's your favorite moose summertime activity? Water skiing?
Well, once upon a time in my younger days, maybe.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it looks like concerts this year. I got already got a few tickets lined up for some concerts. I think that's what I'm doing this summer.
What kind of a concert does the moose want to go to?
I don't know, this one or that. I got Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars coming up. I got Train next Friday coming up.
All those rock guys.
Yeah, a little bit more of the rock side. I did want to see Chris Stapleton when he was here.
That's a fantastic show. I would recommend that.
Yeah, I would definitely love to see that.
All right, man. We'll get back at it next week. And until then, goodbye. See you later.
Later.